Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Dana Teague, who is the Director of Surfaces working for Hanley Wood. Dana, how you doing?
Doing great. Trying to stay cool in this hot summer heat.
Yeah, you're down in Texas, so I got to think it's probably warm down there. Well, let me ask you, I'm excited to have you with us today because it looks like the 2010 Surfaces is starting to gel. You've gotten a lot of the space reserved, and so I thought it'd be good to get you on and have you tell us a little bit of the news around there. Why don't you tell us, I guess, first off the bat, when you start looking at some of the big guys, Mannington and some of those other guys, tell us who's going to be at Surfaces this year.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll be wrapping up Space Draw officially this Friday. Mm-hmm. It's looking great. The anchors that we've had in the show are all back in, being Mannington, Beaulieu, and Anderson. Those are the three large ones. Royalty and Camelot are also back in and in a much bigger presence than they've had in the past. And, in fact, they're moving their location. So that's very exciting. Some of the other really exciting news is that some of the companies who had elected not to be there in 2009 or had canceled their space are back in the show. Companies such as Millikan, Pinnacle, LG Floors, and Terragrin, you know, with all very sizable booths, and they will be back this year. So all very exciting news.
Okay, and just to help you enunciate, because there's a Millikan and there's a Millikan, so you were saying Millikan is in Roger Millikan's company, the LaGrange company, the carpet company. They're in, and they weren't there last year. And then you even said, I think there was a Solution booth last year. That's changed hands. Now that's a Mohawk space, and it's a wear-dated space, and that's going to be there this year, right?
Absolutely. Solutia did sell off the Wear Dated brand,
right.
And they will be back in the show this year under the Wear Dated brand. So we're very excited to have them all there.
And Mannington is actually going to be on the show floor.
They are, and yeah. In fact, they are going. They will be located on the show floor, back in their traditional location between what we call the two block houses near the concession stands. They will be back in that location.
Okay.
So I know a lot of people were actually looking for them there last year. Old habits are hard to break. So.
And what about, if you don't mind me asking, I know there might be some sensitivity here, but I know Armstrong was at the show last year off-premises. What's the story with them this year?
They weren't off-premises. They were just off of the show floor.
Okay.
They had what we call our product showrooms, which is the same thing like Mannington had and about five or six other companies. Armstrong will, again, be in what we call our product showrooms. However, the product showroom that they have this year is located closer to the show floor, so I think they'll be much easier to find. If you recall where registration was last year in the Sands Rooms 101 through 206, they're located down in that area, so they will be off the floor but much closer to the trade show floor.
Okay, and then when it comes to the big carpet guys, Shaw and Mohawk, they're still not there this coming year, is that right?
We would love to have them back. In fact, the door is always open for them to come back. They do have some of their brands there and some of their companies there. You know, sorry, Shaw, they have Anderson that will be there.
Right.
And Mohawk actually has Dow Tile, Quick Step, and as we've discussed before, Wear Dated,
right.
And as well as their special goods. They will all be there at the show.
Okay. So all these guys that are coming back, I mean, nobody's cut their space back. They're all coming with at least the same size and maybe bigger space. So it sounds like that they're enthusiastic about the need to be at Surfaces.
Absolutely. I mean, they see the value to the show. You know, the show is there to bring buyers and sellers together. And, you know, in this difficult economic environment, you know, it's very important for there to be a venue, you know, where the buyers can come and they can see all the brand new products that are out. They can see the new trends. And they can talk face-to-face with the manufacturers and hear what's new and what's exciting. You know, 'cause we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and people are starting to build and, you know, people are remodeling and, you know, there's definitely a need for the show this year.
Okay. Now, we ran the news a few days ago that your attendee advisory council had just met. Is there any news coming out of that? There's some, you know, as far as some changes in 2010 for us?
There's some real exciting news. Last year was one of the first times we had done an opening session before the trade show opened. We will be doing another opening session this year because it was so well received last year. Last year was a manufacturer's panel. This year it's going to be a retailer's panel. It was decided this year that our big focus is going to be on the retailer and getting the retailer to Surfaces. It's just what better venue is there for the retailer to come to get educated and to see the new products and to network with their peers. So the general session is going to be a panel of retailers, And we've got some huge names lined up, and so we're going to leave that as a surprise, kind of a teaser, but some really big names, some very recognizable names that'll be up on that panel. And they'll be talking about their challenges, what they see for the upcoming year, and obviously it'll be geared toward the other retailers that are in the audience. So hopefully they can walk away with those pearls of wisdom, of information that they can go back to their practices and put them immediately into practice.
Well, one question I definitely have to ask, I mean, when you start thinking about the fact that you're a trade show company and your product is basically you bring exhibitors, attendees, who either buy or influence buying. So what are you doing this year to make sure that you continue to have great attendees that the exhibitors find is worth the investment when they come to the show?
Right, because we understand that at the end of the day, if we don't have the buyers there, then the show is not very valuable to the exhibitors, to the manufacturers that are there supporting the show. One of the things that we're doing, we're investing very heavily back into the show this year as far as getting the buyers to the show. We've sat down and we've developed our marketing plan. And, you know, we know that the manufacturers, our exhibitors there, are looking for the retailers. You know, some will be looking for the installers. Some will be looking for the designers. So we've got different marketing plans that are focused directly on those demographics. You know, for as far as the retailers, which continues to be the largest demographic at the show, you know, we're going to be putting together a retailer retreat for the year. I think it's very exciting. There will be education designed specifically for them, social events, you know, obviously the general session that we're doing, setting up appointments directly with the manufacturers and these key retailers, you know, and we're going to actually be going through and figuring out who the retailers are that the manufacturers want to see, and, you know, we'll be getting them to the show. And so it's a very exciting program that we're going to be putting into place. Same thing with the installers, you know. Who are the key installers that are out there in the market? How can we get them to the show? You know, by offering them education. We're going to be doing a lot more as far as on-floor demonstrations and free education on the trade show floor. You know, in the past, we've always had the installation showcase, which was a large theater in the back of the upper level. This year, we're splitting that up, and we're going to be having four different theaters on the floor, and they'll be running, you know, all through the trade show, some, you know, at the same time. And they're going to be focused on, one will be on installation, one will be on sustainability, one will be on business practices. You know, and that education will be running, and like I said, it'll be free to all of the attendees. So I think that's another great benefit and value to the attendees that are there at the show. Another thing as far as the designers, we will be at the same time this year as the Las Vegas market. So there we have some plans in place as far as attracting the designers over to surfaces, transportation vouchers, just all kind of plans to get that demographic to the show for the exhibitors who are looking specifically for the designers.
Well, I think that's key because, you know, we've had several conversations you and I have before where the folks that recognize that flooring is a fashion business are the ones that are doing well even in this dip. So I think that's might be a good new element to have that going this year. So your show this year is February 2nd to the 4th, is that right?
It is, and we will still be at the Sands Expo and Convention Center.
This is the last time there, right?
That is correct. Yeah. A lot of people are still confused about that. So, yes, we will still be at Sands this year, and then in 2011 we'll make the move to Mandalay Bay.
Okay, and that's because they're tearing down the Sands Convention Center, and then I'm sure you'll look at whether you move back whenever they finish it. Am I right?
Well, the plans were to tear down the Sands. I think those have been delayed now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but in the meantime, we had gone ahead and we had secured space over at Mandalay Bay. And I think people are going to find Mandalay Bay just a great venue for the show. It's a very attractive venue. It's easier for the exhibitors to work as far as moving in, moving out. And I think it just fits the face of the show better, just because it, you know, like you just said, flooring is a fashion statement, and that facility is just very, very attractive. So I think it'll be a great marriage between the facility and the show.
Well, I appreciate you spending time with us, Dana. We've been talking to Dana Teague, who is the director of surfaces for Hanley Wood. And we've been talking about next year's surfaces, which is February 2nd to the 4th. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.